بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When will the time come when one decides to leave all his desires and fulfill only one's desire? When will the time come? Everyone asking to fulfill their own desires. They have a desire to do this, but they're not thinking that let me leave all my desires. I'm not having any desires. I must have the desire of the one who I love most. That's Allah. So why don't we leave everything in His hands? Whatever He does for you, you know it's good and best. But unfortunately, we are not fulfilling and we are not prepared to accept His desire. For example, His desire is to forgive people. Why don't you forgive? That's a quality of Allah Ta'ala. You see, very important is we have to bring into us the quality of Allah. When you say akhlaq razila, you're taking out of you, and you bring akhlaq hamida in you, that's what Allah wants you to be with you. That must be taqallaqu bi akhlaqillah. The quality of Allah must come into you. If that does not come into you, you have achieved nothing. So your desire is, I must get angry. Because we get angry for the sake of our nafs. No one gets angry for the sake of Allah. If someone swears us, become vulgar, we also swear. If someone looks at us with a bad eye, we look at them with a bad eye. Likewise, the meaning of this is this matter, begin taqallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Means to bring the quality of Allah in you. The time when people deal with you, that condition even more tolerance. Look at Allah Ta'ala. How much they have caused harm, you know, that one great buzruk. The time when he was before he could be hanged, you know, he saw him smiling. Who was the tribal ruler? A judge. A judge. He looked at him and smiled. He said, "You're smiling." He said, "I'm sorry with how Allah Ta'ala has so much of trouble in you. I'm smiling. How Allah Ta'ala has so much tolerance in you and what you bring to us." That's Allah. That he can see with his eyes what is happening with him to his bandas, well, to walis, you know, his friends. So with that Allah Ta'ala is. He said, "I'm smiling on that. Oh Allah, how much of tolerance you have." Like Musa alayhi salam, the time when the snakes, you know, the magicians, when he came, when his big snake came to run for Firaun, Firaun got up, frightened. And he wanted to go more further. Allah said, "Oh Musa, only for one thing got no tolerance. All his life even against me, I had so much tolerance." We listened into this thing here, we have to learn to bring tolerance in us. Taqallaqu bi akhlaqillah means to bring the quality of Allah into us. Besides one quality only for Allah and one else, that's pride. The one quality which you cannot have in us, that is pride is only for Allah Kibriya wa Kisamawat. Pride is only for Allah Ta'ala and no one else. No matter how much Allah Ta'ala gives you, remember He gave you, you did not need it. How He gives you, He can take it away. So if God works in you, by you, and if you got pride, then that pride will take you away. Anyone who has pride, definitely will get disgrace. Firaun had pride, Allah gave him the chance, gave him the rope. In the end, he was disgraced. So this thing that only pride Allah Ta'ala can give, Allah Ta'ala, that is my property. No one can have this. That's why when Shaitan also was astaghfarta, Allah said, "Have you got pride in you?" In other words, Allah Ta'ala is showing that you got the time to say, "Your friend, oh Allah, please forgive me." Like a son and father and son. Your father, son begins to speak harshly to the father. The father said, "You're talking to me like that?" What is trying to say? What the father is trying to say? "Tell me sorry." You have to say Shaitan, not say that. Shaitan, astaghfarta. So the quality of akhlaq, taqallaqu bi akhlaqillah, this is the time when you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala to bring that quality into you. If you do not have that quality, what's the benefit? Today you find two brothers are not talking to each other because the desire is we must not talk to each other because of pride. Because of, they're not thinking what's going to happen the year after. They're not talk for years and months, they're not going to talk back to the person who wrote janaza and does not put janaza. God is my desire. This mare fun you say mare. Only goats make mare. No one else. No one else. Remember one thing, but yet it's my desire, I do not wish to talk to you. My desire that I want to do this, commit this guna. When is a time will come when you fulfill only Allah's desire and no one else's desire? You know, sometimes you'll realize a person does so much of charitable work, so much of good things he does, but merely because of one act, he may not be talking to his brother, or he may not give the right shares to one another, that washes away everything. Mm-hmm. Everything washes. Mm-hmm. Because my desire is outgiven, not Allah's desire. So this is where the problem is, that since once you get this quality in you, my desire, your desire is to commit zina. My desire is Allah's words, Allah's desire. Mm-hmm. Your desire to tell a lie, Allah desire not to tell. Your desire to be ghibat, Allah desire not to make. Maulana, these are the things if you bring into the taqallaq bi akhlaqi ajmada, the torments in you of every kind, every quality of Allah Ta'ala. Every quality. Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will take the biggest sinner whom even the Faristad and Nabis could not recognize in Jahannam, Allah will say, Allah will take them out at that time. But the way He takes them out from there, that even the others will not see them to. I want to hide them. I want to cover them. I want to cover them. I do not want them to get disgraced. Today we are looking to disgrace people. We all have to disgrace people. If you hear something about another family or anyone, you find very happy to disgrace them. But here, you know, remember one thing, if you open someone here, Allah will open their door. Allah. So how important it is, these qualities, by Alhamdulillah, we are reading namaz. Alhamdulillah, we are making zikr, we are making Quran, we are everything. But if these qualities don't come into us, these are the qualities we are supposed to have in us. The quality of humility, humble to everyone, humble. Nabi Karim to walk, you know, the way he should walk among the people, that it was impossible for the stranger to come there to make a rule, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No such thing as you walk in front, I walk behind, you walk front, walk with him. Ya Allah. That humility that you must have in us. That no matter how big you are, you know, they say, that the more humble you become, more you closer to Allah. More humble you become, and humility is this much, Ya Allah, you are everything and nothing. In reality. If someone had to tell you that you are a piece of nothing, it will not affect you. If it affects you, then you will know you have got a very big defect in you. Mahazat Shukhara Zimam. Kisi ko kehna hai, tum is kutte hai, isse bhi badtar ho tum. He said, take one dirty dog, small baby, and throw on him and say, you are worse than this too. Let's see how he acts. He forget all these names. One now, you must have this quality that I am worse than this too. Until unless you do not have this quality, that is called total humility to that extent, Ya Allah, there is no one worse than me, no matter how much. How much Allah Ta'ala allows you to do all the good deeds, you can carry on doing the good deeds for Allah. Thank you, Allah, for doing it, but there's not been pride in you. The more dear and near comes Allah Ta'ala, the more fear comes into you. If the fear does not come in, the fear is this much, I don't know whether Allah accepted me. One side he knows, Allah accepted. Another side, fear, I don't know if Allah. He has little hopes, Allah accepted. But the fear that is the fear that I'm not look down at anyone, so that Allah takes away. So many fears. So your desire is, when your eyes wake up for Fajr Namaz, eyes opening, your desire to sleep, my desire to come meet me. My desire to meet me, Coincident, your eyes opened in the morning, you heard the azan, and Josh came, let's go to a mosque. Wife will say to myself, let's go to a mosque. Neighbor say, well, he's sleeping now. What is the meaning of desire? That my desire is no more own a desire, is his desire. Whatever happens is his desire. I will do what I'm supposed to do. I will run my business accordingly, everything, halal, everything. But my desire to make sure that keep him happy. I will not do anything haram. No matter how much you're going through desperation, whatever you're going through, but the moment haram comes, my desire is this, his desire not to be. Everywhere this. So this is what we are lacking today. We are lacking this. If someone has to tell you something, your desire is to take off with him, take off left, right and center. But his desire is forgive your walk. My husband always should tell us this. When you're walking and someone's swearing and all, think the dog is barking at you. Think the dog is barking. And while you're walking, when the dog barks, you look at the dog. You get on walking. So likewise, you get on walking, that's how it must be. Your desire is to boot the wife. To the wife, I had a case 2-3 days ago. One of my wife hit me so hard, I said, you deserve it. I said, that's how you're supposed to deserve it, because why is she weaker than you? Because definitely you hit her also. I said, you don't hit her, then you. Because remember, you left no one, she left everyone. You left no one, my husband always should tell us. You left no one, she left everyone. She left her best friend. She left her mother and father. She left everyone who was close to her, left for one person only. If she cannot boast about that one person, who can she boast about? That is the thing what the person will only realize if he looks at his wife and whatever she says to. If he thinks for one moment that I got all my friends with me intact from the time I was born, from the time she was born, she had to leave all her friends, divorce everyone because of me. How much you wish God Allah? How much you appreciate? My husband should tell us all these things and remind her this thing. Because that is the thing that is causing all the problem. So your desire is something, leave your desires. They don't presume this. How are you feeling? Say, alhamdulillah. What do you mean? The whole world is one on my desire. What do you mean? Your desire? Say, my desire is his desire. My desire is his desire. So what his desire is my desire. So why don't we be careful about desire of that kind? Leave your desires what you want. Fulfill all his desires. And you got his desire, you got everything. The moment you have a desire for something, and if it does not happen like that, what happens? You lose it. Because it was your desire. His desire, I don't want it. Like one person came to me and told me today, I want to get married to a certain girl. It so happened that the father is not interested and all that. I said, okay, don't worry about it. But only one thing, you don't give contact with the girl. Girl don't give contact. If it's going to happen, it will happen. Don't happen, it's his desire, not happen. It's Allah's desire. You must learn to accept Allah's desire. That's the most important for a mu'min. Once you have any desire, you're a lost person. You have desire. So when you have that in you, then you got everything. If you haven't got that, your desire is now to go to London, not go everywhere. Allah said, my desire is to go nowhere. So that is the most important for a mu'min, especially a person taking the road to Allah Ta'ala. The road to Allah, I don't know. I want only fulfill his desires. His desires that come up with this. Now you can, I can't know that. The one Buzug had 5 children, but he said, never fulfill my desires. Baba, what kind of 5 children, not fulfilling your desires? He said, yes, I did not fulfill my desires. I fulfill her desires, not my desires. Now if you go there and she turned her face and you turn your face to her, you'll be somewhere else there. But yet, this thing. That's how it is. Do not fulfill your desires, fulfill his desires as Allah's desires. My desire is to sleep after Fajr, not to wake up Fajr. His desire is to wake up Fajr namaz. My desire is to put my eyes in the wrong places. His desire is not to put them. My desire to look at the filthiness of the cell phone, his desire not to filth. If this one majlis every day you listen to it, inshallah it is sufficient. My desire is I want to look at the filth, his desire not to look at it. My desire to leave my halal wife to go to wrong, the haram wife, woman, I leave my desire to be filth. How important that this only one thing, his desire, fulfill his desires. Khuda kare samajh mein aa jaye. If only you understand this thing and you build it, because it's unfortunately sad to say, this cell phone is gone to that extent that it is very difficult to even remove from houses. Good people are very bad involved. The desire is the time the azan taking place, they say you must respect the azan, at that time you look at the filth. The women are also doing the same thing too. Then they read namaz 3 o'clock in the morning. What they doing? All the wrong things they doing. Only can make dua. Oh Allah, our children are doing this thing. Everyone you have to say, I'm worried. But what are you worried about? I'm worried my son is now, like, you know, he's drugged into his cell phones. And seeing all the wrong things. Remember, your children are your responsibilities, your amanah. If you're not going to take care of them, Allah will show you. Your duty is to look after them. Give them the best of everything, remind them, and make dua. After that, let Allah. Another thing which people have a lot of shock on, zeal on, is ziyarat al Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone has one eye on it. Even when ziyarat al Nabi. One person came to us, Haji Babullah Rahmatullahi Hazrat, I want to see Nabi Kareem dream. Oh, mashallah, what body in Mother? You got a lot of courage to talk like that. We were going, got no courage to look at the doom also.
Yeah.
We haven't got the courage to look at the doom, you got the courage to ask for, you see Nabi in my dream. That's how people are today. And certain people, when they send me sometimes message that, you know, I've seen Nabi in my dream, I just keep quiet, don't answer them. Like one person, he ran, he came to Hazrat Haji Yaqub Nanoti Hazrat. The teacher in the madrasa says, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallam came in a dream telling me that you must give me one kitab to teach, certain kitab to teach. Haji Yaqub Nanoti said, when I see the dream, I'll tell you. So we are more concerned with Ziyar Nabi Kareem Sallam. Hazrat Haji Ramoni says nicely, he says, there's no better advice, no better incident than Uthmani Rahmatullahi. Uthmani Rahmatullahi was the best example because it was time of Nabi control. The zeal, that shock that he had, who don't want to see Nabi? Who don't want to see? He needs time, he only wants to travel to meet Nabi control, to see him too. And he tried his level best somehow, but the command came that he must look after his mother. Just imagine that the command came to look after his mother. Now, whatever desires he had, this is what I'm trying to say, do not fulfill your desires. Fulfill his desires. The command came that you cannot look, you have to look after him. Just imagine, in his lifetime, he did not see Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what shock he might have had, I want to see. The same who is Fani Rahmatullah in the Battle of Uhud, the time when Nabi Kareem lost his tooth, he did not know which teeth, he said, clicking all his teeth, like this teeth. That love here. What kind of love that must be? But one side the love is so strong, another side the common Allah ties. Then you've got old mother, you have to take care of her. So the Tanvi Rahmatullah says on that point, that look how he differentiated this thing, that this must make sure that he fulfill the righteous. Ita'at means the follow Allah. You must become complete muti. You know, muti means complete follow of Allah Ta'ala. The complete follow of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't pick and choose. We are today picking and choosing. When we like this thing, we take it. If you don't like it, don't take it. Don't look at that. They say, no. When you enjoy doing it, you must do it. You don't enjoy it, you must not do it. When you make it zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you enjoy it. That's not, but nothing inside it. When you don't enjoy it, that time you must do more. That time you must do more, because that is that time when you are without any reason, that's only laziness you release out. You may zikr that time you are more close to Allah. But my banda is doing for my sake. You don't want to do it, but you're still doing it. So how much you must make zikr? Inshallah ta'ala khuda kare, if you understand. If at the time you are lazy and you do not want to make zikr, if that's the reason for that, do not stop your zikr. Continue making zikr. A time will come, the zikr will wait for you. But you have to do it. You have to make zikr. Bring that link and contact with Allah. That contact you must have. If you have that contact with Allah, then everything becomes very easy. Our contact with Allah is very weak. So Nabi Karim said, told Hazrat Thanvi Rama says, then look at it, that is for the importance of looking after mother. Now I'm not going to go into detail how you look after mother today. I know how the mothers are going through what the technique. The difficulty and hardship they cause them. They cry, Huzar, and yet the son wants to want all other desires he has. A big desire of keeping his mother happy. One side he must look after his wife too, another side he must take care of his mother too. But they did not do all those things. But other desires they have so much. Other desires which Allah will not look at. So, because you must know one thing, the ziyarat, you don't take place here. The ziyarat must take place there. Ziyarat must take place. Ziyarat, what is ziyarat? Here is the ziyarat of a dream. Where the ziyarat of no dream. All his life he did not see. Who is Qani Rahmatullah Ali in his lifetime did not see Nabi Karim Sallam, but he knew the command of Allah Ta'ala. He said, I would see him there. And look what Nabi Karim Sallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When you meet this person who is Qani, he tell you to make dua for the Ummat. How he got the state of making dua for the Ummat? For what he got the state? What made his Nabi Karim Sallam say that thing? Because of the he fulfilled Allah's command. His mind or desires are to go see Nabi Karim Sallam. Allah desires not see. See how important it is when your dua will be accepted. If only you accepted, you will keep Allah happy. The most important thing, if you want your dua to be accepted, you must keep Allah happy. How must keep Allah happy? Everything, how must keep Allah happy? If only we can have this in our hearts, how keep Allah happy? If I go to see my wife too, let me look at the muhabbat, now mind she, how she look at me. That is now called you not fulfilling your desire with Allah's desire. And you see, when she look at you, Muhammad, Allah look at you, Rahmat. My husband is Khur Rahmat Luto. My husband's was Khur Rahmat Luto. The happiness. You're taking them for a drive this way, that way. One weekend you go on there, another weekend, but the whole weekend there's no problem, that's all. There must be no problem. At home they must be very happy. The desire will be there for Allah Ta'ala. And the only way you can bring the desire in you is making zikr Allah. Remember Allah Ta'ala. Fadkuruni adkurkum. You know, if a person only begins to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that my Allah is remembering, you know, he's taking my name. Let me take his name, he's taking my name. He won't stop making zikr. He drives a car, he'll make a zikr, my Allah is taking my name. Everywhere, he sits in a mosque, he won't talk to friends, he sits one tribe and makes zikr, say, my Allah is taking my name, Allah is remembering me, oh Allah, you remember me. The great Buddha Hafiz Damin Sahib Rahman said, when you make a zikr, you must think, Fadkuruni adkurkum, mujhe yaad karo, main tumhe yaad karun. What else do you want more than that? When you make zikr, Allah is remembering you. What are you waiting for this PIA? I'm getting this condition, I'm this happening to me now, I'm going to A now, I'm at that point of time, while I'm making, I'm having something else happening to me. I'm happening this one, A, today I make zikr, I've got another one event. Which one are you going to? The only thing that can make zikr is, first Guruni, Allah, you remember. When you have you remember me, I remember you, then not looking for any conditions. Your condition is happy with you, you happy with you. You're taking my name, I'm taking your name. So this is what Uwais Khani Rahmatullah Ali, that Allah can now become said, that you can, the person will not be, will be deprived of the dream in the Jannah, which is not something first. But then you make his ziyarat because you have Allah happy. You give Allah happy way in this world, you make ziyarat of the Nabi Karim Sallam. So how important it is. So that is also very important that we must, that at all times, we must always have this, that how we must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Every moment, and when we make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, it will remind you, it will remind you. The time must come that your tongue must be continuing making zikr, that you have to force to stop your tongue with it. Until unless you don't get that condition in you, you must know that all kinds of thoughts come namaz.
But the moment you got this condition that you have to stop to make the zikr through force, when you read namaz, the namaz is something else. Namaz is? All can leave Quran Sharif too. In nafil namaz, that all can be zikr. But remember one thing, last week I spoke something. Everything got with respect. The rights of zikr, the rights of salah, the rights of, it got his respect. What is the respect? Allah Ta'ala wants you that when you make my zikr, please your inside and outside will be clean. You don't, we got no shame that while you make zikr, Allah allowed you, but before that you're making ghibat of someone. Before that you're making vulgar of someone too. Before you thought someone bad about someone, you had jealousy for someone too. And then, but the thought is, in that condition you still did not take it out of your heart. How do you expect Allah to respect you? Take all those things out of your heart. You must not have one enemy in this world. One enemy in this world. Until unless you don't have that quality, you must have one enemy. The world can talk bad about you, but you mustn't talk about it. You know, Hazrat Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali, that person told me, Hazrat, he's talking about bad about you. Is it better than you? He said, damn, he's in front of me. So how important it is what you do and how you behave. So, that is what's supposed to be. Like some people, like one person, whatever he says to his king, it happened for good. Is he made khair? Is he made khair? Whatever happens to you is for khair, you know that. You're driving a car, something happens, you got delayed, you see my khair. You don't have to scold the wife. You don't have to scold anyone. You don't have to swear that person in front of you. You don't have to do nothing. But what do you do? You're looking with the bad eye of that person, you're taking of this person, taking all kinds of things. What do you achieve? You see nothing. So likewise, you know this person, you tell this, the king, this happened. You see my khair? So one day the king, you know, he got cut in the head. He got pregnant. Is he not fair? But the king got mad for that. They put him in prison. So he told the king, is he not fair? You put him in jail, is he not fair? Because that was his word. Is he not fair? In other words, what a word? Is he not fair? Okay, well, Allah does this fair. Now this king went for a small hunting trip and he got lost. He got lost. So while he got lost, he went to tired. He slept. Lion came with him. The lion came. He saw the lion. But they used to be, no, there is a king now. This. He knows he has to keep silent. He must not make any noise. He mustn't breathe. Lion will come there now. The lion came again. Came round, round, looking. He saw the finger was cut. He came. This is written by something else. I can't fight him now. The lions, one of the quality of lion, he'll never eat another prey. He'll eat only his prey. If someone else, he's not going to eat it too. So he saw that he left the king. Now the king said, is he the hair? Everything he said, is he the hair? Maybe he's going to say, is he the hair? Because he saw that he's the hair. So he's teaching us a lesson here that whatever Allah Ta'ala does for us is khair. You got while you're walking, you got one knock, one small shot. You got hurt. Is he my khair? Because everything Allah Ta'ala does is this. You got a pinprick into inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When the glass broke, the Aisha, the Nabi said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nabi said, Aisha, ya Rasul, you made both. Said, that also was inna lillahi. This word of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, you must always have in our hearts. Anything have, oh inna, I forgot something. And you know when you forget something, did inna lillahi, you know very quickly. Remember? Very quickly. Now you know, Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. One person came, you know, he lost with him. He didn't know where some money, very lot of money he got. You know, he kept it. He came to Imam Hanifa. He said, no, I can't find it. He said, ask me if you must last. Don't ask me these things. I know all these things. Ask me maslahs. I'm in that field. No, Hazrat, you must tell me. He said, okay. complete 2 rakat namaz. He said 2 rakat namaz in the first rakat that he came home. He finished namaz so quickly and he got the thing. Next day he told Imam Abu Hanifa, Hazrat, what in the first rakat I taught it? And then I finished my namaz quickly. He said, what an ungrateful person you are. You should have read namaz whole night. Oh Allah, you gave me so quickly about the namaz tonight. How many of us doing that? Oh Allah, I thank you that that is what is wanted. When Allah Ta'ala takes give you so much, little bit loss, may thank for that. All that you've taken, or what will happen? So these are the conditions you are being for us. One is, forget your desires. Fulfill his desires. His desires means the desire of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. Every desire of Nabi Muhammad. Second is this much, at all times, whatever happens to you, you must know it is happening for good. اسی میں خیال ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ مرکن تو.
آمین.
وَعَفُ الدَّعَوَ. رَبَنَا عَفِنَا 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 صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمته الله مجلس میں مزہ آتا ہے مولانا